Okay, what do you do if the widow or widower comes in and says, geez, this is so expensive. How can I cut corners? What can I do to save money? Well, I skipped one. What if the son or daughter comes in with the surviving spouse to the meeting? This is a pretty common thing, especially with elderly people. You have to be on the lookout for undue influence and abusive relationships. We've heard a lot about that in the guardianship and elder law presentations that we've heard. But you have to be clear. You're going to be representing the executor. You need to be able to prove that the other people who came to the meeting are not your clients, either by having them sign the engagement letter or sending them a separate letter so that there's no confusion that you're not representing the family. You're not representing everybody. You're just representing that one person, the executor. And in the engagement letter, a lot of times the person who's going to be the executor is going to be the surviving spouse. But the person who's going to be really calling the shots is the child who comes in with the surviving spouse. They're deferring to their son or daughter to do the work. You need to cover in the engagement letter if you can share the client's confidential information with that person. If they want that person to be copied on all the correspondence, you need to be prepared to do that. And you need to cover whether you can follow instructions from the son or daughter on behalf of the mother. That's very important. But even if you get the permission in your engagement letter to take instructions from the child, you need to be sure to copy the surviving spouse with all the correspondence, because they, after all, are the fiduciary. And they're the ones that have fiduciary liability. So if you have a situation where the widower comes in and wants to save money and cut corners, my first truism of the day, which is not widely agreed with, is it's almost always a good idea to probate the will. Now, this can be really difficult in situations where you do living trust-based planning, and one of the marketing devices that you use to do the living trust-based plan is, we're going to avoid probate, right? But if you don't probate the will, you don't cut off the heir's rights. Now, if you have a plan that leaves everything the same way that heirship would work, in other words, you have a plan that leaves it to the surviving spouse and then to the kids in equal shares, maybe that's not a big deal. Certainly you can ignore my truism, but it's likely to solve problems and save money in the long run if there are any issues with assets. And the additional cost of doing a probate with an administration is not that much more in the scheme of things. And let me just ask you another quick survey. How much is your average charge for a mutament of title compared to a probate? How many do you think that you usually do mutaments of title for $2,000 or less? About 20% of the people. How many find that fall between $2,000 and $4,500? A little over half the people. But when we did our survey of our last 2 years worth of probates, the average was $2,500 to $3,000 to do a muniment, which compares to the average of doing a routine probate of $3,500 to $4,500. So it's somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 more on average for us to do a routine probate with an administration rather than a muniment. Now, $1,000 to $1,500 is a lot of money to some people. And so people are going to be interested in doing muniments if they think they can save that much money. But I still think it's a good idea to open an administration, because it's easier to deal with third parties. You handle whatever comes up. And one question that I have, if you have a widow come in, now obviously there's some situations where you're called upon to probate the will, and you know you're going to have an administrator because there's just too many issues. There's no reason to talk about a muniment of title. But in the typical case where you have the first spouse die and everything's left to the surviving spouse, do you have an ethical duty to bring up that the muniment is a possibility? In other words, I have this bias toward getting an administration. I have a bias toward probating the will to cut off the rights of heirs. I have a bias toward opening an administration. Do I need to say now we might be able to save $1,500 if we do a muniment? I think I probably do. I hate that. I talk about how it's all going to work, and then I say, oh, by the way, there's a cheaper way to do it, but it's not as good, and we might be able to do it. Now, I've got enough gray hair that I can usually talk my client into doing what I think is in their best interest. But it's sometimes difficult, especially if you're younger, to tell the person, well, there's this way that's $1,500 less, and there's this way that's more expensive, but I want you to do the more expensive way.